Hi. In this session, we are going to understand investors in terms of, you know, what they are looking for. You know, we are startups, and startups need to meet and pitch our ideas to investors. So, you know, it is very important for us to know what they are thinking about and what they are, you know, responding to the startups. Well, I'm going to divide, you know, two sub-sessions in this lecture. The first session is about kind of a lecture in practice. So, more specifically, what are investors actually looking at and how they react and what they react to and what they like. Okay, something like that, right? And in the second session, you know, we will gather some kind of scholarly papers that understand investors, and we will review the research together. It will be very beneficial for us to understand investors throughout some kind of, you know, researches. Okay? So let's begin with Michael Seiber's the lectures at Stanford University. Okay, Michael Seiber, he was the CEO of Y Combinator. Y Combinator is a renowned, you know, accelerator in the world. Okay, so we will be back after watching the short lecture by Michael Seiber. Okay, let's watch it together. Well, how was Michael Seiber's lectures? You know, in my opinion, his lecture was really great, right? And I think it is very insightful. You know, basically his idea is to introduce your ideas to investors in a kind of short and concise and a kind of a central way, right? You know, it is very important because we should practice like this. Why? Because simply investors need it. Okay, Michael Seiber is kind of, you know, expert investors and kind of an expert entrepreneur, right? Okay, here is a kind of a short movie clip where the Nikola Tesla introduced, you know, alternative current idea to the investors. Well, guys, let's take a look at together. It will be very fun. Okay, so did you finish watching Nikola Tesla's demonstration? How was it? You know, Nikola Tesla came to America from Europe, and he was one of the geniuses who worked in Thomas Edison's laboratory. But he quit his job because he was against Edison's idea of direct current. You know, as you can see in the movie, he simply demonstrated, you know, his idea in front of the investors. Well, actually, we don't know much about the technology. But rather than talking about technology, he simply shows how his idea works throughout the spinning egg. Do you remember that? Well, actually, you know, his simple demonstration allowed investors to understand, you know, his concept immediately and intuitively. Guys, please keep that in your mind about the intuitive understanding, because the key to success of your idea pitch is about, you know, intuitive understanding of investors. Okay, next we are gonna look at the Steve Jobs presentation. You know, he is Steve Jobs, and he's the king of the presentation. You know, you can see the big difference from his presentation. Okay, let's take a look at together. Okay, how about his presentation? You know, to be honest with you, I was really surprised when he took the iPod Nano out of his pocket from his jeans. wow, he's a genius, right? And his simple demonstration was much better than 100 words, right? So that's why so many people love Steve Jobs' presentation. Okay, we should copy and practice his presentation style. Okay, next. Look at this picture. Okay, three men, you know, came into the kind of hall, right? Okay, these guys are, you know, presenting their idea in front of the Shark Tank. Okay, so let's take a look at the pitch of the Hikon from Shark Tank episode. Okay, this episode is my all-time, you know, favorite. Okay, let's watch together. It will be very fun. Okay, you know, how about the presentation? You know, I think that the presentation itself is great, you know? You know, I could see right away what the situation was and what the idea was, okay? So, did he get the enough funding from the investors right away from his presentation? What do you think? It's good? It's bad? They are in or they are out? Okay, guys, okay, let's watch the remaining video clip together. Okay, this is the remaining video clip. Okay, let's watch together. Right, market it is. You know, we can understand that investors, you know, definitely like a big market. You know, at first, Hikon targeted the local government-based, you know, fire station. But targeting government side is not easy way. And the size of the market itself, they're very small. So that's why, you know, the investors didn't like a Hikon idea first. But, you know, if he, you know, showed some kind of technology inside this product, you know, the investors understand that this technology can be applied to the big market, which is just ordinary household market. It could be very big. So this big market can attract investors' attention. So the second important component when you pitch your idea to the investors, you show how big your target market is. Okay, your market should be great. Okay, guys, let's look at this picture. Okay, this picture is the Sequoia Capital logo. Sequoia Capital is one of the big the venture capital company in the world. Okay, and then Sequoia Capital, you know, has put up a structured pitch deck online so that anyone can download it by going to their website. You know, here are the key questions that Sequoia Capital gave us. Okay, the first one is company purpose. When you pitch your idea to investors, you mention about your company's purpose. Second, the problem of consumers. And third, the solution of your businesses. Okay, and four, why now? And five, you know, the market potential. And six, any competitors. And seven, you know, the business model, you know, in other words, how to make money, right? And eight, your teams. And nine, your financial, you know, projection. And 10, your vision. Okay, in my opinion, among 10 components that Sequoia Capital gave us, those three components, you know, red marked, are very important. Okay, the first one is the problem. Okay, when you pitch your idea to investors and you show how critical the consumer's problems are. And second important thing is your solution. So how to solve this problem and what is your solution? Okay, so your solution could be your businesses. And another important component would be our business model. You know, as we already mentioned about the business model, so the business model is about the blueprint of your businesses. And also business model kind of introduce us how to make money, right? So the investors are very curious and very interested in your way how to make money throughout your business model. Okay, so please prepare your problem of your consumers and your company's solution and your business model about how to make money, okay? And another important thing is, investors, you know, expect this structured flow of the presentation. So please do not create your own way, you know, about the presentation, about the pitch of your idea. Please follow the structured way, okay? Let me summarize. When you pitch your business idea in front of the investors, please remember, good pitch could be something that provides intuitive understanding for your investors. Second, you target to kind of a big market. And third, you know, you'd better follow standard, you know, pitch deck, you know, suggested by Sequoia Capital. Okay, please remember those three components. Okay, guys, let's move on. Yes, okay, this is a real-world example. You know, I prepare for early-stage Airbnb's real pitch deck. Okay, this is the real pitch deck. You can get the idea from Airbnb's early-stage pitch deck. So the founders of the Airbnb introduced the problem of consumers first. Okay, they identified the three major problems. Okay, the first problem for the consumer at that time was the price. Okay, price is an important concern for the travelers. Okay, second problem was, well, there is a hotel, but hotels were disconnected from the local culture. Okay, that could be one of the problems. Okay, then the last problem was, there's no easy way to book some kind of a room, you know, close to the local area. So those three are major problems for the travelers. Wow, great, right? And then they introduced their own solution. So how to solve this problem? So they suggested their solution. Their solution was, so that's why we created a website platform where users can rent out their space to host travelers in order to save the money for the travelers. Wow, great. And in order to make additional income for the host. And lastly, in order to share the culture together, okay, between host and the travelers. It is great. Okay, so good idea. But the investors may ask some one big question. Is there any market? Okay, so the founder of Airbnb just show the alternative market already exists. Okay, look at the couchsurfing.com. Couchsurfing.com is kind of an online website to connect the host and the travelers. And then travelers then make a reservation for the host, you know, vacant room. And then the host provides some kind of, you know, relatively cheap, you know, couch or bed to the travelers. And how many people already use the couchsurfing.com? You know, 660,000 travelers and hosts already have used, you know, couchsurfing.com. And what about Craigslist? You know, the Craigslist is the online platform that connects users and, you know, I'm sorry, you know, sellers and buyers. You know, if you go to the Craigslist and then so many people already try to rent out their room and so many people, you know, want room. Okay, so, you know, how many people use the Craigslist for the temporary housing? You know, if you go to the Craigslist, there are 50,000 temporary housing listing, you know, per week in America. Okay, so the founders showed this number to the investors. Hey, investors, although we don't have any structured website for the Airbnb, but, you know, in the market, so many people already use the very similar and alternative, you know, website. This could be a market, right? The market already exists. We will use this market. Wow, it's a great point. You know, how big the market size is. So they demonstrate market size. Okay, for example, you know, entire trips booked, 2 billion, you know, trips already booked. And then, you know, 560 million, you know, traveling. It's kind of a budget and online booking. And out of 560 million, you know, 84 million booking would be kind of, you know, cheap trip or Airbnb types trip. Okay, so we will target to the 84 million, you know, the deals, right? It's great. So that's why, you know, we created some kind of, you know, product, which is, you know, this simple website to search it by city. And then, you know, consumers can review the listing. Then consumers can book it very simply. This is a three-step and three-click booking system. Wow, it's a great product. Okay, and our business model is, you know, we take just 10% commission on each transaction. So we target to the 84 million transaction, million deal. You know, we focused on just 10%, just 10% of the commission out of this transaction. How much is it? You know, we estimate to have $2.1 billion as revenue. This is our plan. Wow, it's a great plan. Okay, this is our strategy to penetrate to the market. Okay, first strategy is we will reach out to some kind of event because, you know, this event, so many travelers, you know, join in, and there are so many, you know, hosts can join in. So that's why, you know, we will focus on event. And also we will make a partnership with other existing travel websites such as Orbit.com or, you know, Kayak.com. And also, you know, we will make a specialized some kind of a link throughout, you know, Craigslist. So we will attract the consumer who already use the Craigslist, you know, temporary housing. Okay, so we will target to how much? 50,000, you know, temporary housing a week, right? So we will target to the Craigslist temporary housing listing. Wow, it's a great strategy to, you know, how to reach out the market. So the founder analyzed the, you know, market situation already, and they introduced this their kind of position in the market. Okay, look at this graph, and there's an offline transaction and online transaction, and on the y, you know, y-axis, there is a kind of a expensive at the bottom, and, you know, very cheap up the top, right? And, you know, the Airbnb can be located kind of, you know, upper right side, which is online transaction and also very cheap options. So the Airbnb could be there, right? This is the competitive position. So from this plan, Airbnb can gain competitive advantage. We will be first place to the market, and kind of, you know, consumers can use our service very easy. And there are many profiles. We will provide a profile. And what about the design and brand? We have a great design, you know, website. This is our team. You know, our team consists of three people. Joe Gavia, you know, PR. And Brian Chesky is kind of a designer and business development. And Nathan, he's a, you know, developer. So you know, media press already cover our story because our story is very unique and interesting. And also we have many good feedback from the users who already use our service. Okay, so for example, Airbnb is great. I found something in my price range, and that is what really enabled me to come to the conferences. Okay, and a complete success. It is easy to use, and it made me money, right? This is great because, you know, she's a host, right? And lastly, the Airbnb founders, you know, showed their financial projection. They said that we are looking for 12 months financing to reach out 80,000 transactions on Airbnb. Okay, this is a great plan. And have you noticed that they follow standardized pitch deck, right? From the problem, solution, and some kind of, you know, some kind of idea or competitors and markets, right? And, you know, they introduced their team, something like that. They exactly follow standard pitch deck, you know, component. So please keep that in your mind, right? So investors, you know, expect you guys to give some idea that they understand, you know, intuitively and immediately. And also they expect you guys to target, you know, bigger market. And also finally, they expect you know, you guys to follow standardized pitch deck, okay? So thank you for listening to this session.